Rusty Quill presents.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, welcome to the episode. I have some quick plugs. Firstly, I am still streaming on Twitch over at twitch.tv/woebegonepod, where every Sunday I write that week's episode soundtrack, and then we hang out and play a video game. This past Sunday, we played Infinite Craft, and we crafted so many sequels to Rocky Horror Picture Show, so come check that out if that sounds fun to you. That is twitch.tv/woebegonepod. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon over at patreon.com/woe_begone. We can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. I am getting out the January and February postcards this week, and I am excited to share these great designs with you and to finally be caught up. And if you sign up at the $15 level before the end of the month, I will go ahead and send you both cards. That is patreon.com/woe_begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons. Alex Danielson, KT, Sugmanita Tonkin Wakan, Hannah, Catchers123321, Fig, Caustic Crow, Melanie Shun, Blue Canto, and Becca the Knight for supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains depictions of medical experimentation, gun violence, and sipping coffee. Listener discretion is advised. Good morning, compound iteration. Did you sleep well?
What are you even talking about? Why are you yawning? It's been a week and you weren't asleep in there, subject one. You were dead. When I started this job, the compound gave me the rundown on storage, and I didn't understand any of it, but I did understand you're dead in there. And I slept terribly, thanks for asking. I bring coffee to these interviews for a reason. I don't know, I just thought it'd be funny to yawn. I've gotta make my own fun in here. Can I, have some of that coffee? I'm not supposed to give you anything. The compound has an algorithm or some shit that makes sure that you get the perfect amount of nutrients in storage. Plus, I'm scared, like, if I gave you coffee, and then next time you get out of storage, someone else gives you coffee, and so on, then in, like, an hour relative to your time, you will have had, like, 15 cups of coffee, and you'll just keel over and die. Then don't give me any coffee next time, idiot. That's wishful thinking, that I'll actually be the only person taking you out of storage. That is supposed to be the arrangement, but arrangements in this place tend to change on the whims of one Ty Betteridge. Ty hasn't been in here since I interviewed you last week, has he? No, I haven't seen anyone but you, Compound Iteration, and the last person I saw was you just a few seconds ago. Don't call me Compound Iteration. I'm Mikey. I'm the Mikey from Base and the Compound. I mean, if you want to get technical, I'm not even an iteration in the strictest sense. Though Ty has infuriatingly given me a color-coded iteration nickname, but that's neither here nor there. Ooh, what color is it? Is it like a gross green-brown? Like your personality? No, but it is equally as stupid, I assure you. Not as stupid as a Mike Walters working for the compound in the first place. That's worse than stupid. You're a traitor. I would rather die than have Ty Betteridge be my boss. And I mean actually rather die. Not like being dramatic, like when we yelled, "I'd rather die," at Marissa when we were playing Monopoly and she asked if we'd sell Illinois Avenue. Well, that's the most landed on property in the whole game. It'd be absurd to sell it. As far as you dying, I can arrange that. I can make you an appointment with Yellow yesterday, like literally yesterday. And working for the compound is better than the alternative, I'll have you know. Things were getting hairy out there. We needed the help. Oh, really? Do tell. Because I would love to hear how Mikey Walters ended up interviewing storage iterations with a pen and a clipboard. I don't think that you need to know any of that. Maybe one day if your circumstances change. But as of right now, you are Subject 1, the Mike Walters iteration inside of storage in the compound, and I am here with my pen and my clipboard to interview you. I do not care about Ty's shitty questions or whatever else is on that stupid clipboard. So if you could just write down that I refuse to answer any questions, and then I'll sign at the bottom. That works for me, because I also do not care about the shitty questions, which are indeed shitty, by the way. Ty doesn't even know what he doesn't know. As far as he knows, that storage slot is supposed to have me in it, and so the questions are for Prime Mikey. Prime Mikey? Mr. Main Character over here, you think you're special? As far as I can tell, I am the most continuous Mikey from the one who started playing Woebegone. From a connectivity perspective, I am closest to the original source, hence Prime Mikey. And there really aren't any other contenders. And the rest of us are what? Chopped liver? Background actors in your story? You are Subject 1, the mysterious and tight-lipped Mike iteration who Michael traded out for me in storage. If Ty had any clue what he had his hands on, that's what he would be asking questions about. Who the hell are you, and why did Michael choose you to stuff into storage? And Ty has no idea, huh? So what did Michael tell you about me? He gave me the short version of it. Bullshit, you have no idea who I am, do you? Michael didn't tell you? He went through all that to bust you out of here, and he didn't even tell you why he picked this poor schlub to replace you? Now you're just making up a story. Because you're bluffing. You really don't know who I am. And I bet that you really want to know, don't you? Because this should be you in here. It's you that should be dead 6.5 days out of the week, only being resuscitated to answer interview questions. Because these questions are for you, after all. So who is this mysterious Subject One? Who have you been talking to this whole time? That's why you took this job. That's what you want to know. So maybe we can negotiate, Mikey. You're right. I do want to know, badly. But I also know that there will be no way for us to negotiate. This ain't my first rodeo, partner. I know us. I know Mike's. And so I know that whatever negotiation you've dreamed up is going to be extremely unreasonable. Mikey, you're an employee of the compound now, right? Like, officially an employee? You're not a subject anymore? I did not say that I would entertain your bargain. But yes, do you have access to the outside world? Could you just walk out the door if you wanted to? No questions asked? Yes, I am an actual employee of the compound. Nobody is forcing me to stay here, other than economic forces. The compound gives me a real paycheck with real money in it. And also, Ty Betteridge gives me Ty Betteridge bucks, but those are informal. But I can leave. I can get you stuff if that's what you want, but like I said, I don't think I should feed you. I don't want food. I want to get out of here. Let's leave. March me right on out the door, and then once I'm out, I'll tell you anything you want to know. I can't. Leaving storage empty would set off an alarm. Then stuff some other iteration in here like Michael did. Mikey's are relatively fungible here. They would never even know that I was missing.
That's not a good idea. I don't know you. What if you have ulterior motives?
You know that I'm you, don't you?
Well, so is Lieutenant, and he's been on a warpath to stab everyone in the chest or whatever he does now after Eagle got to him.
I don't know what any of that means.
It means that I'm not letting you out of here. Base and the compound just smoothed out relations. It would be an enormous breach of trust and protocol if I started sneaking iterations out. And I don't know what would happen if I got caught breaking a rule that large. They might fire me, or kill me, or fire base, or kill base. And yes, I know that I just said that I'm a full employee, and that doesn't sound like normal employee stuff, but the compound would probably do that to their other employees.
There would be big repercussions, is what I'm saying.
Okay, is this normal little Mikey teacher's pet read 200 books in second grade for accelerated reader shit, or are you one of Ty's peons now? You just gonna do everything he says? I imagine that he's gotten even better at brainwashing since the last time I saw.
That's no way to live. Mikey, come on, let's get out of here.
Or if you're too far gone for the outside world, I can bash your skull in with the coffee cup, call it a mercy killing.
You know that it was 313 books, and I'm not brainwashed. I actually killed a brainwashed iteration and took his place in order to be here. That's who Ty thinks I am.
If you say so. I've been assuming that everything that you say is real, but you could be here to brainwash me on Ty's behalf.
So don't be surprised that I'm not going to let my guard down. You could be telling stories. I mean, that would make more sense than the reason that you made up for being here.
Is Eagle even real? That's supposed to be a person's name?
I'm telling the truth, and nobody knows what Eagle's deal is. I'm sorry that I brought him up.
Well, if you aren't going to let me go, then I suppose that I could ask Ty about all of this next time I see him in person.
You're not going to be seeing Ty anymore.
Ty understands that Mike iterations are reluctant to talk to him because of all of the Ty Betteridge stuff, which is how I convinced him that the only contact that Mike iterations in storage should have is with me, and only me. So that means that my notes are the only recordings that anyone will have of this interaction. There are no cameras in here and no microphones. There would be no point to our privacy if Ty could listen or watch after the fact, right? I have set things up so that we can say things to each other in private in confidence, and so that you can't go tattling to Ty Betteridge because you think it'll grant you some leniency, which it won't, by the way.
How manipulative of you, Mikey. You orchestrated all of this so you could figure out who Michael replaced you with?
No, there are a lot of people in storage that I want to talk to, actually.
Well, if you want to be the real deal compound employee and get all transactional about what we can offer each other, then you should know that valuable information about who I am isn't free. Why would I just roll over? It's not like I'm sitting in there bored, getting worn down like a prisoner you're trying to get to confess. I'm dead in there. I can be more patient than you because time is moving much slower. Nothing has happened to me since the last time you slammed the door closed.
I didn't slam it, the door is just really heavy. Mikey, I have a price for the information that you want, and you already know what it is.
I can't let you out of here, and I definitely can't let you out of here not having any idea who you are. You could be a spy for Operos, or Over, or the Miltank Initiative.
Hey, I know that a lot is happening on the outside, but one of those was made up. Miltank is a Pokemon.
Yeah, I was testing you. That's not something Edgar said was real. But what if you're a bad actor and letting you go causes the compound to get destroyed? Or base, or even if you just get some of us killed?
I was with Michael when he replaced you. Why would he associate with a traitor?
Is that what happened, though? How I remember it is he used a calculator and zapped you in here.
No, I was with him. We came here together.
I don't know what you remember, but it can be super disorienting coming out of storage.
So maybe your memory is hazy.
Even if that were true, he put you in here, so maybe he had a good reason for it.
If I was whatever scourge you think I am, why didn't Michael tell you who I was after you got out? Why would he want to keep that close to the chest?
And why don't you ask him? Why are you coming to me with questions? Because Michael knows.
Unless maybe you already asked him and he wasn't exactly forthcoming?
When I escaped, the base was in danger and we never circled back to it.
Well, whoop-de-doo, that's all over, right? And now base is happy as a clam working for the compound? So maybe you have some peacetime questions for your favorite cowboy.
I don't know about clams. Asking Michael is not an option at this current juncture.
Because? Did he turn on you? Or maybe you turned on him as part of your new job?
No, nobody turned on anybody.
Michael isn't with you in the compound, is he?
No, I can tell.
and you feel bad about it. I can smell the yearning on you. You miss him. You hunched your shoulders over when we started talking about him. I can see what you're thinking. I might as well be able to read your mind. If we could read each other's minds, then I wouldn't be here asking you who the hell you are. Huh. Must work one way then. So Michael's really gone? Is he dead? Something's happened. Well, good riddance to bad cowboys then, eh, partner? Empathy's sorta low since he put me in storage. If you want to know what happened to Michael, I can tell you for a price. Nope, I have got a price too. I want out, remember? This isn't how a negotiation works. Both sides are supposed to make compromises. Then we aren't negotiating. Look, I don't know what transactional mentality the compound instilled in you, but I laid it out clearly. I'm making a demand. You can honor it or not. We're going in circles. This conversation is over. I've heard enough. We can pick this up next time. Are you sure you don't want to ask me any dipshit questions for your dumb fuck report? I was just gonna make shit up anyway. Just sign here, please, saying that you authorize that these answers are your own, and I'll fill in the answers later. Can do, Ty Iteration. You're just trying to hurt my feelings. It's not gonna work, isn't it, though? Please step back into the storage entrance and think about what compromises you can bring to the table for our next interview. What? I won't have time to think. I'll be dead in there. Then think about it now. Nice seeing you, Subject 1, and I'll see you next week. Reactivating storage in 3, 2, 1. God, Michael, how did you leave me this mess? Who the fuck is this guy? Was he with you? I thought he transported in. Was he with you? I can't remember.
The stage is nearly set. They're begging us to start. They'll drag us into place. Thank you.
Mikey, it's so good to see you. See, called you Mikey. How's that for compromise? It has been so long for you. I have given it absolutely no thought, but I don't want to go back in there, and I am ready to work something out. Who the hell are these two?
Hello, subject. If we could get him on the table, please, to install the implant.
Implant? You didn't mention this last time. What's going on? Shouldn't Ty be doing anything medical?
Subject, I am asking you to hold still and be quiet. The faster we can do this, the less it will hurt. My colleagues are extraordinarily qualified.
Mikey, explain. What is going on? What are you implanting in me? I thought you just wanted to know who I was. Is this you playing hardball or something?
Quiet, please, subject. Can we get him on the table already?
Come on, Mikey, what is this shit? It's an experiment? I thought experiments were only done in the experimental wing. I'm a storage Mikey. What? Don't look at me like that. It's me, Mikey. It's you. We're both Mikey. We're in this together, right? What are you doing? Okay, is this because you wanted me to talk? You rounded up some tough guys to scare me? Fine, I'll talk. You want to know everything about me, Prime Mikey? I'll spill the beans. Hey, Megomi, hey!
This iteration that's been asking you questions, you called him Prime Mikey?
Aren't you him?
Prime, meaning the continuous Mikey that was supposed to be in this storage slot. You switched places with him? Was that voluntary?
Who are you? Who are these assholes?
I am nobody. Does he know about your situation?
No, or yes, or whatever I have to say so you don't hurt me.
Wrong answer, subject. Go ahead and implant him, boys. We've got other stops to make tonight.
What are you... stop!
There we go. All done. The wound shouldn't cause you any trouble. It'll heal over in a matter of moments. That Mikey that has been accessing you in storage, don't tell him about what happened tonight. If he learns about us, then things might not operate as smoothly next time. Capiche? Do you understand me, subject?
I won't tell him. Just go. Just don't hurt me anymore.
There is no further need to hurt you, subject. I have everything that I need. Put the subject back in storage, please. Thank you. Close the door. I'll be seeing you around, subject.
I'm gonna figure out who you are. I'm gonna figure out what's going on.
I told you, I am nobody. Nothing is going on. Goodbye, subject.
I'm going to figure out who you are. I'm gonna tell Mikey, and we're gonna figure this out together. Who the hell are you? Who are they, and what is going on? Wait, what is going on? The door's closed. I heard the beep. I'm in storage. I'm awake. Hello? This is awkward, but the machine malfunctioned. I'm still awake in here. I'm alive. It's supposed to kill me or whatever. Hello? Come back. Something happened. Hello? Whoever you were, but you have to come back and fix this. Or someone will know that storage got tampered with, right? Because I'll starve in here. Hello, right? Hello? Fuck.
Okay, so what do I do? What do I do? When did Mikey say that he'd be back? A week? How long has it been, though? My last interview could have been 30 minutes ago, for all I know. Think. The guy said it was night. He kept saying, like, I've got other things to do tonight, so it's nighttime now. And Mikey comes in the morning because he's always talking about how he just woke up and he's got his coffee, so it's been a few hours, at least. So I've got a couple days until I die of dehydration. But that iteration didn't want me to tell Mikey that something happened, but if Mikey opens storage and I've died in here, then he'll know that something happened. Assuming that this guy knew that this was gonna happen, right? So either storage malfunctioned right when someone new came to get me, or something about this implant that him and his goons put in my cheek is why I'm awake inside of storage. What do they do? Okay, Mikey, so what now? If I don't starve, I'll die of thirst. There's nothing in here. I can't boil my shoes. I need to figure out a plan while I still have energy and then execute it before that energy runs out. So, okay, plan A.
That thing in my cheek is probably the thing that is keeping me from going into storage. So if I can claw that out of me, maybe storage will take effect, which means that I need to claw at my own body like a wounded animal. So, why did I chew all my nails off? Now, of all times, I could really use some fingernails, but I should be able to get in there eventually. It's just my cheek. It's soft, right? See, I can't feel the implant anymore. I guess it healed over. I guess it was right here, so I'm going to pinch it inside of my cheek. Fuck, where did I go? Was that a correction? Is this the time I was just at? Was that because I touched the implant? I guess I'm gonna try again. Okay, so they have accounted for me trying to dig the implant out, so I am well and truly stuck here. It's okay, Mike, don't turn into the Joker. What's plan B? I could bang on the door and scream. There's another door outside of this door, and no one comes by except for Mikey to interview me, so that would waste oxygen. Is there an oxygen supply in here? I don't see any vents, and I don't know why there would be, so plan C, wait around to die. Maybe that'll be soon. Mikey will find me and issue a correction, unless that other iteration shows up and does something else to sabotage that. So that makes plan D, I pry the door open with something. Not my fingernails, don't have those. What do I have? Do I have anything I can wedge in the door? The pin! The pin! I forgot I had the pin! Mikey forgot to take it back from me. Oh, I wish I had remembered this when I got attacked. Though I don't know it would have helped. So, can I pry the door open with the pin? Let's see. Nope, cracking the door is way too small. So, I'm fucked. So, I guess I have to sit here and squirm until my body gives out. Or until Mikey shows up. He can still show up. I don't know how long it's been. I'm not going to hold my breath and wait for him to show up, but he still could. I don't know how long it's been. It could be a week. Maybe I actually should hold my breath. There are no vents in here. Fuck. That's not gonna work. Get back! I have a pin! Which one are you?
Hey! Which one am I? What do you mean? Quit
clicking my pin!
You can't fool me just by doing an impression of his voice! I know that it's you! Mikey said he wasn't coming back for a whole week! It's gotta be you! It's only been... I don't know how long it's been, but it hasn't been a week.
It has been a week. What are you talking about? You've been in storage.
Time. Who are you really? Who are those people with you? What did you implant in my cheek?
Subject one, you're scaring me, and I don't know what you're talking about. What? Someone else accessed
you? Stay back, or I'll jam it in your eye socket like I should have done last time.
Subject one, I don't want to have to defend myself, but I will.
What did you do to me? What did you put in me? What did you put in my cheek? Why was I awake in storage? Who are those goons you had with you?
Awake in storage? What are you talking about? That's not even possible.
Whatever you did kept me awake. You left me in there to starve to death.
Subject one, stay back. I don't want to, but I am authorized to shoot you if I have to defend myself. I did no such thing. I did not leave you in storage awake. If someone else accessed you, then I need to
You need to let me out of here now! If it wasn't you, then they're gonna come back for me. You can't put me back in there!
I can't let you out. I can file an incident report and we can get to the bottom of this. If someone else
accessed you... Get out of my way! Ah!
Jesus Christ, what the hell was that? What the hell got into him? Someone was here and they scrambled his brain, I guess. None of that made any sense to me. No pulse. He's gone. What is this? He wrote on himself? This is illegible. Was attacked by Mike and two strangers, put implant right cheek, can't remove, got corrected, See, other arm? Okay. Other arm. Awake in storage said they would be back. So someone put an implant in his cheek? Oh, goody. Let's try and find it. Is that... Okay, I was standing over him with my fingers in his mouth, and now I'm over here, so I got corrected. Something in the implant is correcting me when I try to touch it. Scary shit. Okay, so, this is a fucking disaster. I mean, it's okay that I killed him. They said I could kill him, and just the rest of the stuff. All right, so some of this is going to need to be mentioned in the report, so we should probably get rid of this note. I don't want Ty knowing about that just yet, so let's wash it off with my coffee. Is that going to work? Huh, that works scarily well. I don't know if it's these cheap compound pins or this cheap acidic coffee, but I don't like that something I put inside of my body every day can strip ink off of flesh so easily. So what the hell does this incident report look like? I'm gonna need help with this. Subject 1, I know you're hurt and scared, and you've been awake for a long time in there, because there's been a correction. It's me, it's Mikey, I brought MW to help, and we don't want to hurt you.
We're just trying to figure out who's been tampering with you. We don't take kindly to the folks that hurt you.
Okay. I've been awake in storage.
Yeah, we know, actually. You had a pen and you wrote a note last time. So we know about the cheek implant, and we know how it corrects anyone trying to remove it. And we know about you being awake in storage. You wrote that some iteration of me showed up with two people and put the implant in your cheek. Is that right?
Right. And the iteration looked different than that one.
That one?
Yeah, the Michael wannabe guy. That one.
You mean MW.
Right, I know, yes, MW.
Alright, we're taking a quick aside for a pop quiz. MW is a very special iteration of us. How did he come to be who he is today?
He iterated off of us. You just said it yourself.
He don't know who I am, Mikey.
The tables have turned. Subject 1?
It's not fair to ask me questions. I've been awake in storage. I haven't had any food or water. I think I was running out of oxygen.
Yeah, but you wouldn't forget the answer to that question. So you're an iteration of me who doesn't know who MW is. So I've learned something about you.
Okay, well, I have the right to remain silent.
No, you don't.
Subject 1, the more you tell us, the more we can help. As it stands, we don't know who you are. This other iteration came to this storage bay, so they were seeking you out. Without you telling us about who you are, we can't figure out why he would come find you.
I don't even know that he was looking for me. He had a lot of questions about you.
Okay, so he was looking for me, but he still implanted you? Did you tell him who I was? Subject 1, did you tell him who and where I was?
I told him that you were interviewing me, and I accidentally called him Prime Mikey when I thought that he was you, and he put a lot together out of that.
God damn it, Subject 1, after everything I've done for you.
Sounds like we might need to be on the lookout for a rogue iteration.
And it might be time to tell Ty everything, which means that I gave your corpse a coffee bath for nothing.
A coffee bath? Is that a euphemism?
Now hold your horses on telling Ty apart. I figure we can save that for a last resort. This Mikey.
Just call him Subject 1. I'm Mikey.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Storage Mikey, whoever you are.
You said that other iteration had two guys with him? Big, brawny goon types that held you down?
Yeah, big enough that I didn't stand a chance against them.
One of them got a big old scar going all the way down his throat.
Yes? How did you know that?
And neither of them said nothing.
Yes, only the Mike iteration said anything.
Well, I think I know what's going on here.
Well, would you mind sharing with the rest of the class, MW?
I don't think it's wise to discuss it in front of this iteration. We'll talk in private. But we got a situation on our hands if that other iteration has clearance to come in here. Is there any way we can change that?
I have already mentioned in my reports that no one is supposed to come in here without my permission. I guess I could request an interview room with a scanner at the door that only accepts my badge.
Mm-hmm, that'd be a good start. And don't write nothing in that report that you don't want that strange iteration to see. Someone's got access and they're trying to get at us with it. We need to find these folks and intercept them before they can do whatever they're trying to do with Mikey.
Or to me, you know, the real Mikey.
Yup. So we should get out of here and start working on our trap.
Do you know what you're doing, MW?
It sure sounds like I do, don't it?
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.